We're Elkhorn Computer, and we do commercial repair and setup. With Elkhorn Computer, your business will experience profitability through productivity. Give us a try. Visit elkhorncomputer.com, then give us a call. elkhorncomputer.com. Click the microphone icon for a free mouse pad.
Eric at home in 10 minutes. Mailbag, 12 o'clock. Greg McDermott coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. I'm going to get into a quote that Mark Few had that I thought was interesting a little bit later on in the show. And, you know, I haven't tackled this story yet. I got into it a little bit yesterday with Mitch Light of Athlon Sports. But if you missed it, I think this story broke over the weekend. West Virginia star quarterback Will Grier has decided to sit out of West Virginia's bowl game against Syracuse to focus on preparing for the NFL draft. And, you know, he isn't the first guy to do this. We've seen others make the same decision. However, he is the first quarterback to do this. And, you know, it's weird. Like, the general spirit of the decision or rationale behind it, I totally get. I understand. Like, I totally get why someone like Leonard Fournette or Christian McCaffrey would sit out of a bowl game. You know, you're gonna carry it 25, 30 times. You're going to get 25 touches, the nature of the position. And then you add into the fact that, you know, for some of those guys, their stock kind of like draft stock is what it is. But a quarterback is interesting. And it's weird. Like, I'm not upset at Will Grier's decision. But have you ever had one of those things happen where you're not upset, but one of those stories where you go, really? Wow. Okay. It was a really wow, okay story to me. Where you're like, really? Interesting. Okay. I mean, whenever you want to. Because, you know, Grier, he's not going to be a first-round pick. According to Todd McShay, second or third rounder. I'm not upset. I'm just surprised a little bit. Because I guess, if you're Will Grier, you probably risk-rewarded this thing and thought, you know what, playing in the Camping World Bowl against Syracuse isn't worth getting hurt for. Like, is Will Grier going and tearing up Syracuse in the bowl game going to make him a first-round pick? Probably not. But if Will Grier goes and gets hurt against Syracuse, do you think he falls out of the second round, third round? Maybe. Yeah. So maybe that right there in a nutshell is your answer. But at the same time, you if this were the college football playoff, he'd be playing. But it's not, you know? I mean, and he's in, Wilger's in what could be the most important five-month stretch of his life. You know, pre-draft stuff, workouts, interviews, all that. It's money time. And if someone wants to go all in on that, I get the spirit of thought behind that. I do. But, man, it's kind of different when it's a quarterback that does it. Lands different to me for some reason. Had no issue with McCaffrey and Fournette. And at the core of it, Will Grier playing in a bowl game I won't watch, I'm not going to fake outrage over him not playing in it. You know what I mean? Am I going to watch West Virginia and Syracuse play in the Camping World Bowl game? I'm not. So I'm not going to act like I'm all, but it's interesting. You know, I'm not going to throw stones. I guess I'm just surprised a bit. And again, we've said this for years now. This is going to start becoming more of a thing. Guys sitting out bowl games. And when you combine this with the new redshirt rule, where you can play in up to four games without using eligibility, I think bowl games like the Camping World Bowl are going to start to get into a really weird place. I've always had a hard time figuring out how much stock to put in a lot of the bowl games outside of a handful that really matter, and you know the ones that really matter. And now I think it's about to get way, way harder. Like, what takeaway can you take? I mean, if Syracuse beats West Virginia, or West Virginia beats Syracuse, like, I'm not sure what you can tangibly take away from that. But I was thinking about, you know, Mitch brought this up. if you're Dana Holgorsen, it could be kind of nice to get a chance to work the backup quarterback into the mix for next year. And that's what's always kind of been the hardest part about certain bowl games. Is this the period at the end of the sentence that is this season, or is this like the start of a new season? I don't know. So, I mean, listen, there's a first time for everything. Greer is going to be the first quarterback to sit out of a bowl game, and I highly doubt he'll be the last. I mean, hell, you look at a guy like Nick Bosa. After his injury in the middle of the year, he just stopped going. He just said, "I'm done. I'm going to go to a training facility. I'm not even going to be around at Ohio State. I'm just going to go start focusing on getting ready for the pros." And so that's what makes, because what's hard now is, let's say West Virginia loses this game and maybe the Big 12 loses some other games. People are going to want to use these bowl results as indictments on the conference. And yeah, I mean, that's what's so hard about lumping it all into one. You kind of need to go case by case a little bit. You know, like the year whoever LSU played in the bowl game, the year Leonard Fournette didn't play. I mean, I would say Leonard Fournette not being out there for LSU is kind of a big deal. I would say Will Greer not being out with West Virginia at quarterback spot probably going to impact things a little bit. So it just makes it hard. It makes it really, really hard. Hey, half hour from now, it's the mailbag. Make sure you get your questions for me to Corey@1620thezone.com. Anything you want to ask me, serious, silly, doesn't matter. Going to win a gift certificate to Oscars. Get your wing game right, your pizza game right. That's all coming up at 12 o'clock. Greg McDermott's going to stop by in the 1 o'clock hour. Got about 2 weeks left of the non-con. So this is that time of the year where some teams maybe got kind of like one more big non-con game. And then you start thinking about what needs to get tightened up before conference play starts. Curious to touch on all that with Greg McDermott in the 1 o'clock hour. But coming up next, let's talk a little NFL. Eric Edholm, Pro Football Weekly, stops by after the break.